And then I'm doing 20 meters on Friday morning from 7 till 9. It's a little early, but 20 meters should be all right at that time. It's kind of close to the gray line, so I think it should be fine.
I don't do much HF because I haven't got my own radio, so I'm going to have to look at my ham clock and see what looks active from on there. But yeah, I should be able to do quite a bit, hopefully. I don't know what the antenna's for.
Well, as long as you got a piece of wire sticking out of the radio that gives you a 50 ohm match, you should be able to get something. I mean, I was making California on a tape measure, so I'm sure you'll do fine.
Hiroshi gave me everything I should need, so I just gotta figure out how to set it up properly, and then from there we'll see what happens.
Contact VA7LET.
And Devil and you shall appear, VA7LET, go ahead.
Just so you know, that antenna's good from 10 to 40, but you can actually do 10 to 80 if you need.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be going anywhere probably above 40 anyways, but good to know.
Yeah, most likely 10, 20, maybe 40 is what I'm sort of expecting, even 15. 10, 15, 20, 40 is sort of where I'm expecting some traffic, but... you know, with VHF, Chancellor, you'll make a few contacts in there. And, you know, that's going to kind of spread it out a little bit during the day, more the active towards the beginning and then towards the end. So, Andrew, it looks like you're not coming to the Burger and Brew.
No, because I think I took that shift for the radio day to do VHF.
You can always change it.
I could, but that's the only one that works with my schedule. That was the other one, which I was going to ask you, what frequency should I use for VHF?
You can start at 652 and move from there if it gets really busy, but that's always a good place. And just whatever frequency you're on, spot it. That's the big thing.
Yeah, it makes sense. I know I did POTA on 652 and some lid was shouting at me, but... I mean, you're trying to make contacts, and that's the calling frequency, so, gee, it kind of makes sense to call there, doesn't it?
Or at least start there.
Contact is VA7LGN in the group, go ahead.
I need a bit of a signal report. How's this thing working, guys?
Who are you?
VA7, Charlie Julia Bravo. Sorry about that, the non-announcement.
Yeah, I figured it was you. How are you doing? You sound fine. A little bit muffled, but otherwise you're sounding all right.
I shouldn't sound too muffled, but yeah. All right, thank you very much. Just wanted to make sure that my new vehicle here was working fine. Everything's working hunky-dory. Thank you very much. Have yourself a great day and a good weekend. VA7, Charlie Julia Bravo. Back to you.
Yeah, second half of that was much better. V7 Charlie Juliet Bravo, VA7LGN, you have a good one.
Check. Yeah, it helps when you talk properly into the mic. Sorry for disturbing you guys. I'll let you get back to it. A7CJB, clear.
Hey, Jonathan, sounds great there. Yeah, no, just start on 652 and move yourself around from there if you need. And like I said, if you make sure you spot or have somebody spot you on, like I said, DX Summit or somewhere like that, it's always nice and people can find you. Or if you happen to be doing a POTA at the same time and you happen to be on that frequency, that's always a good thing. But, yeah, don't use it specifically for a POTA, but, yeah, you can definitely get on the air and make some contacts.
All right, I'm going to get back to driving, let the kids listen to some music. We'll talk to you guys later. VA7LGN out.
You got to take care, Andrew. VA7LET.